My brother Pojo, while he was a prime minister, he launched an agro-business industry to cultivate agricultural products to ensure food sufficiency in the country. The government spent on the project about $300 million. Unfortunately, when the Inspector General in charge of finances did the audit of the project, he discovered that only about 97 million were spent on the project. So Matata Mpojo, as the prime minister at the time, is accused to have embezzled for himself about $200 million by using different techniques, creating companies in South Africa which belonged to his wife. Matata since then is no longer prime minister, but he's member of the Senate. He's a senator. To take him to court, the Attorney General of the Democratic Republic of the Congo has to seek the waiver of his senatorial immunity so that they can take him to court. That immunity was waived. So Matata was taken to court in the Constitutional Court. Why? Because the law says the Constitutional Court is the only competent court to judge a prime minister or the president of the republic. The issue which Matata's lawyer raised once the trial began is that Matata is no longer the prime minister, but he's a member of the Senate. So the Constitutional Court has to go and review the books to determine if it was competent to put on trial a person who is no longer prime minister, but who used to be prime minister at the time the crime was committed. So today the court ruled that since Matata is no longer prime minister, he does not have to be trialed in the Constitutional Court.
The question is, if the Constitutional Court cannot try him, does that mean now that he's off the hook?
Well, it does not mean that he's off the hook. He's off the hook from the Constitutional Court, which had no authority over someone who is no longer the prime minister. That does not mean they are just going to let him go with $200 million and then run away and then disappear. No, there will be another court, which is the Court of Cassation in French, which is below the Constitutional Court, which has that authority. Now, the question is, when will that happen? That I don't know. I think that there will be a process in the judiciary system where the Attorney General who took Matata to the Constitutional Court, he will have to take him back to the Court de Cassation. I do not know what that entails, is how many days, how many weeks, how many months the trial will be delayed. But for sure, he's not off the hook forever.
Mr. Siani, thank you so much. It's a pleasure always to talk with you.
Thank you so much.